Because matter has gone through all this process so often, it's very difficult to convince the cells that, you know, there is no death. Very difficult. So see, mother goes through that whole process described in the agenda. Thus, life does not die, but the form is dissolved, and it is this dissolution that the physical consciousness dreads. So again, it means that the more we are identify the body, the more we will be afraid of death. And the less we are identified with the body and more with something deep within, with the inner being, with the psychic, the more we will be free of that. So she says there are several methods. And the first method is to appeal to reason. So this we see that Shri Krishna does that in the very beginning, second chapter, that, you know, death is inevitable. Everybody dies one day. So what is there to be afraid? Meaning thereby nature has set in place a process. So all that you can say, you are in the process. Slowly you will develop certain events, circumstances, things you are moving in that. Then after the body also, there is a process. You are in limbo. Then in ancient literature, it's very interesting. You describe Baitarani, a Styx river, isn't it? That people cross. Have you noticed that near-death experiences nowadays? Nobody describes Baitarani. What do they describe? Going through a tunnel. And one of the work of the mother was, she said it's a very painful process to go through that normal dissolution. Therefore, she said that I have built a tunnel and anybody with the slightest faith will enter into it and go through a safe passage. This is the experience which the near-death experiences people recount, and so many I have seen, means read about them, couple of them I have interviewed. So people die, they enter a tunnel and they emerge into the light. Well, what happened to Baitarani? It's not that, that is not true. But now a new channel has been created. What is that called? Green channel. All that you need is a little faith. Now most people, and interestingly, all those who have come back, they had some faith. So they say they meet Christ or they meet some being, Krishna. So little faith and you have put in that, what is it, fast track diplomacy of the divine. So, I feel this is the reason. Otherwise, you can't explain, because all other experiences of the past yogis is all about Baitarani. The tunnel experience was only for the yogi, but that was not for death, but going out of the, you know, physical consciousness. So, how is that happening? So, anyway. So, she says that yet the form is constantly changing, and in a sense, there is nothing to prevent this change from becoming, being progressive. Only this progressive change could make death no longer inevitable, but it is very difficult to achieve and demands conditions that very few people are able to fulfill. He says one day, by the very fact that form is evolving, we'll be able to evolve a form which doesn't die. And that's a different discussion altogether, and she has spoken about it. Much later, she herself engaged in it, but this is 1950s. So how to overcome? She says, first is appeals to reason. And what is that reason say? One can say that in the present state of the world, death is inevitable. A body that has taken birth will necessarily die one day or another. And in almost every case, death comes when it must. One can neither hasten or delay its hour. So this is how she is saying, ordinarily this is the operating system. Someone who craves for it may have to wait very long to obtain it. And someone who dreads it may suddenly be struck down in spite of all the precautions he has taken. This is something which I have heard and seen. People who keep saying, you know, I want to die, I want to die. Somehow Yama turns his deaf ear. Don't say that. That's why mother says neither you should will to die nor you should be afraid of death. Leave it in the hands of the divine. Safe alternate. Or if you are afraid, then you are drawing by those vibrations. This fellow is afraid of death. Somebody is remembering me. He comes near. What is it? What do you want? He says, no, I don't want death, but death, I have come. My job description is, if I come near you, I have to take you. So this is how the... Of course, you can trick him by saying, okay, take something of me. Take my tooth. Probably that's what death does. Reminds, I am near you. Daant gira, tooth goes, eyesight goes, it starts, hearing goes. Your walking becomes unsteady. If you go to a doctor, he'll say all kinds of diseases. Aging is a disease. 85, what do you expect a person? So that's how it is. Like death comes and takes something. He says, remember, I am going to come back again. I am giving you a little ease. Now only half your denture is gone. Now you at least, with your popla mouth, remember God. But what do human beings do? I want a new set of denture because I want to look young. He is reminding you that, look here, fella, I am coming. I will get on to you. Better remember the divine. But no, no, no. So we go to a doctor. Doctor will somehow do magic. The amount of faith we have endowed the doctor with the idea of magic. 85, 90, they will take to an emergency hoping that he will do some miracle. You have to put on ventilator, that's a biggest miracle. Prolong, okay. How long you will do that? Means at some point, we have forgotten how to age and leave the body gracefully and peacefully. In home, in your atmosphere. Rather than in a hospital setting where you are all alone with one ventilator, that sound is so whoosh whoosh. Means, I don't know how people bear that sound. Just like the ambulance going, it looks like ye to gaadi aa gaya. It's like hooter. So I have always wondered that, you know, after an age, I am not saying. So I was discussing this with all our ashram doctors. Often we discuss. Today also I was saying, see what? He says, yes. He said, see, I am going to sign DND, means do not resuscitate, DNR form. I said, mine also. I said, all of us. So we are on the same page. I said, so lovely place to leave your body, whatever be your age, doesn't matter. Why would you want to go to GH or JIPMER? But there are people like that. Their relatives will push you. And then it's a sad thing. I have seen, witnessed. No, that's not how one should leave the body. At least hospitals should have some place within the premises. If you know there is a terminal thing and you don't wait for a DNR form, and you know, when put in a place where there can be a lovely atmosphere, so that when you are going in Spain, they do it, they have music. So when they know this fellow is in terminal, so they have music which these people come, they play for those who are going to go. It's very soothing. I have met people who really feel so happy. They don't mind departing. Maybe with a tape recorder in hand, like Egyptian queens, they used to carry many things in their pyramids. So we can carry a nice musical thing. At least, yes, aat mein chhod dena. You don't know. And who knows, debit card, whether it works or not. But that's... So reason, what does reason say? It says it happens to everyone. What is there? The hour of death seems therefore to be inexorably fixed, except for a very few individuals who possess powers that the human race in general does not command. Mother says it so clearly. Even in Savitri there is a line, the hour is fixed and the fatal stroke. The story, when somebody heard that, you know, he is going to, that we know the story of Garuda's compassion. Yamraj goes for a party in Mount Kailash. There he sees a little bird and he's looking at the bird. What's? And then he smiles and goes away with a frown over his head. And Garuda is the king of birds. He thinks that he is going to kill, take away. He says, after all, I am the king. I know what's going to happen. I must save the bird. So takes the bird all to the other side of the globe. Garuda can do that. Comes back. Now Yama comes after the party. Now he's looking for the bird. So Garuda smiles and says, see, I tricked you. You want to take that bird, but You can't, because you cannot reach faster than me to some place where I have taken the bird. He says, see, that was what I was wondering, because I saw in half an hour time this bird has to die at the other end of the globe. So I had put my fellows there. But I, looking at the bird, I said, how this is possible? I have seen in ashram certain people who, out of goodwill, they rush to hospitals, to Apollo Chennai, here, there, and I have seen almost always quite a miserable thing. Just leave. The person has lived all his life with faith in the mother. Why you want to disturb? Leave the person. At least yahan ke liye to we can say no. But everywhere, just leave the person. What's going to happen one day, like as he says, it's an inevitable process. So that's where she reminds. Reason teaches us that it is absurd to fear something that one cannot avoid. The only thing to do is to accept the idea of death and quietly do the best one can from day to day, from hour to hour, without worrying about what is going to happen. So she says very clearly that, you know, otherwise there are people here who say, no, no, mother said fight against death, and they start putting all kinds of mental will, resisting, going for the most complicated treatment outside. I met people not realizing that's not what mother has meant. She has said it is to be conquered, it is on the way, this is, you know, in the making. But she has not said, therefore be afraid, you cover your fear with this idea that I'll keep on doing some kind of interventions. So this is one method, reason. Then there is the emotion part. So the second method is the method of inner seeking. And there she says, beyond all the emotions, in the silent and tranquil depths of a being, there is a light shining constantly, the light of the psychic consciousness. Meaning thereby, if you are confronted with the enigma of death, use that time to go deep within and connect with your soul. I have seen this amazing, some of the people from the ashram. Even one was, I think, Taptidi, Manojda's sister, who had a cancer and swelling of the arm, all this. She, 2 years, she didn't go to anyone. She was continuing the work, covering it like nobody could know. Till one day somebody just touched like this. And she winced because there was a lot of pain. And then they put her through. She said nothing. She was staying. Such a beautiful way she departed. And she was prepared that this is how. And she would spend more and more time in being interiorized, which is the right way. And beautiful way, because instead of, you know, rushing, trying to do something, all that, so the person seeks that inner light. I have seen quite a few, number of examples, at least here, and I could just, I have seen a person depart in a very yogic way. Cancer had spread all around, and then finally he came, and everybody wanted intervention, this, that, but he said, no, nothing. He remained busy. He would think of the mother, but also watch, turned his mind away, watch news and read the newspaper. And I used to wonder, because he himself knew. He said, I know. I asked him, do you know what is your problem? He said, yeah, I am having cancer. It has spread, all this. 15 days maybe I'll live long. But also he would spend time in interiorizing. 2 days he said, now I want to be in nursing home. And he was constantly concentrating. And last few hours, when I asked him, you want somebody to meet? He said, now I don't want to see anyone. Your wife wants to meet you? No. He just sat in meditation. After 7-8 hours, suddenly the sister saw he's sitting, and suddenly his head droops to one side. What a way to depart. I've seen people go like that. So that is the mystic. Mystic way means to go into the depths, to come in contact with the psychic. And then you discover that you have always lived, you awake to the sense of immortality with a persevering will, if you discover, go that. You have always lived, you will always live, you become wholly independent of your body. Your conscious existence does not depend on it, and this body is only one of the transient forms through which you have manifested. Death is no longer an extinction, it is only a transition. So then all fear instantly vanishes and you are a walk with the calm certitude of a free man. This is the second method. Third method is those who have faith in a god, their god, and who have given themselves to him, whoever, whatever name you believe in. They belong to him integrally. All the events of their lives are an expression of the divine will, and they accept them not merely with calm submission, but with gratitude, for they are convinced that whatever happens to them is always for their own good. They have a mystic trust in their God and in their personal relationship with him. They have made an absolute surrender of their will to his and feel his unwavering love and protection, wholly independent of the accidents of life and death. They have the constant experience of lying at the feet of their beloved in an absolute self-surrender, or of being cradled in his arms and enjoying a perfect security. There is no longer any room in their consciousness for fear, anxiety, or torment. All that has been replaced by a calm and delightful bliss. And classic stories is of Guru Arjun Dev, one of the Sikh gurus. And who was the other one? Who was made to sit on hot tawa. That's how he died. Sitting on a hot plate. He sat. He sat in and all that he wanted was convert. Harkishan, probably. I may be wrong, but Guru Harkishan or some name probably. Two of them were martyred. And the other one was Tegh Bahadur. Okay. I think Arjun Dev and Tegh Bahadur. Tegh Bahadur ji was beheaded. And all that he said is that if you accept Islam, I'll free you. And he had taken the challenge. He said, if I accept Islam, I promise you that all others will accept Islam. You convert me, leave them, spare them. So he diverted all the energy of these Aurangzeb and to, you know, on towards him. And he tried everything to convince him, to threaten him to accept Islam. He didn't accept. Finally beheaded him. So that's the story where ultimately, I think Banda Bahadur picked up the head and, you know, Gurudwara Sish Ganj, that's how it is called. And whereas his body was cremated elsewhere. So this is amazing. I mean, have no fear. And many mystics, Samsh, who was beheaded. In Islam, they were considered a heretic. And these people went through it. And they didn't. Mirabai, drinking poison. What was the name? Guru Arjan is one of them. And Tegh Bahadur is another. That I know. So, and drinking poison. Mirabai. Very willingly she is drinking poison. She doesn't say ki, you know, oh my God, I must find out. Okay, I'll talk to my husband. I'll discuss with him. That look here, you know. Nothing. She just says, Rana ji ne bhi iska pyala bheja, and she accepts it as God's grace and takes it, becomes prasad. So this is the mystic way. But then mother says, but not everyone has the good fortune of being a mystic. So this is probably ruled out for most. Finally, there are those who are born warriors. They cannot accept life as it is, and they feel pulsating within them their right to immortality, an integral and earthly immortality. So they possess a kind of intuitive knowledge that death is nothing but a bad habit. So this is the fourth, where you really strive, but you're not striving with fear. You're taking the challenge. You're taking the bull by the horns. Each such person has actually helped the race, even when he dies. Because he have created a stamp on matter that you can at least struggle with death. So matter keeps that memory. Matter's memory is fantastic. It's like when you are going on a scooter, you go to a place four times and it goes into your system. You can talk over the phone and drive. Not a good habit, sorry. I'm not encouraging it. But you can drive. No, in India they even see the phone and they're doing a WhatsApp video call and driving. That's something amazing. Not to be done. But I'm just saying that how matter's memory is so, like typewriting, matter's memory is inbuilt. And it gets transmitted like the morphogenetic resonance principle. So everyone who takes this as a challenge actually helps the others. So these are the types, methods of conquering death. Fear of death. And then she says, final. This is the punchline. There is yet another way of to conquer the fear of death. But it is within the reach of so few that it is mentioned here only as a matter of information. It's mother's own experience, so she's saying, and Sri Aurobindo's. It is to enter into the domain of death deliberately and consciously while one is still alive. And then to return from this region and re-enter the physical body, resuming the course of material existence with full knowledge. But for that, one must be an initiate. Two, three people that we know in the ashram, one was Pranabdha. He was taught about it. Mother literally transmitted the knowledge, and he would wait when somebody would leave the body. He'll ensure that passage is safe. He could go into the domain of death and come back. Other is Nalnida. Nalnida's story is when somebody had died. So Nalnida came to know, and this man used to look after his wife when he was here, and his wife Indulekha Di was in Kolkata. Later he joined him. She joined him. So mother described this story. Nalnida didn't speak about it. Mother says how the great ones express gratitude. So all his life, Nalnida didn't say anything. Oh, thank you so much. You're so kind. You know, or write a check. Nothing. But when he died, he came to know. He went into the regions of death and saw that the soul was plunging toward the unconscious. And mother says he picked it up and laid at my feet. He said that is how he expressed his gratitude. So there are so many things. At the end, you must remember what mother has said. In fact, there is no death. It's only bodies that die. But we continue on our further journey, and to add to it further, because that is also a fear, what we will become. So we are going to become better and better and better. We are not going to become snake and chachundar and cat and rat. And there is a logic to it, but we need not go into that logic right now. You will become a better human being. If you are a great evildoer, you will become a little less evildoer. So there is hope for everyone. Everybody is in the race which is moving only towards one direction. We are all on a single direction road. If you do a U-turn, very soon you will see a police fellow who will say, sir, go back. So we are all moving, we are all progressing toward the divine. So death is nothing but the soul's opportunity to undergo a complete organ transplant free of cost. And also enjoy a new life. Maybe one wanted to be always born in America. Some stupid people feel like that. So you may be born there, or your destiny may take you till you realize what a stupid thing I asked for. Or if somebody in America is desperate about coming to India but thinks, how will I bear the heat? How will I bear the so many sound? Because in India, life floods you from every sense. Eyes, ears, everything, smell. You're suddenly walking from a cemetery to a place that comes alive. But you cannot, because you are so used to that, you know, living in a cemetery. So when you can't make that transition. So death is an opportunity. If you are born here, then you are perfectly fine. Okay, so anyways, death is not something to be afraid of. And what you will do after death is not the important thing. Important thing is what we do in life. So let us focus on that. Jema. Okay.